It looks like the Sunshine Coast managed to dodge any major damage after storms rolled across the southeast early last night. A particularly powerful but isolated cell destroyed a home west of Glasshouse Mountains, sending debris flying. Officer in charge of the QAS station at Woodford says two elderly ladies were hospitalised after the house collapsed with them inside.
The home was struck by some debris that was thrown up by quite a strong storm. Some of the structure of the house has fallen down on top of them and given them some facial and arm injuries.
While at Mount Kilcoy, a lightning strike sparked a grass fire which threatened multiple properties. We're being told to prepare for more storm activity in the coming days. Much harsher penalties for local dog owners whose dogs attack or kill people could come into effect. Under new laws proposed by the state government, aggressive dog owners could now face jail time and fines of up to $100,000. The review was conducted with the RSPCA and various stakeholders, and changes are likely to come into place next year. Also making news, a man's in a serious condition at Sunshine Coast University Hospital after crashing his motorbike at a private property at Coochin Creek overnight. The man, aged in his 40s, suffered chest, leg and shoulder injuries. Australia Zoo has unveiled a new state-of-the-art habitat for a new species of turtle to mark Steve Irwin Day, now named Irwin Turtle. The species was first discovered by Steve Irwin back in 1990. And a national award for Sunshine Coast Council's Customer Response Team. They've just been named the best of the best at the Australian Service Excellence Awards. Council's Customer Response Team is a trusted source of advice for locals about roads, potholes, animals, parks, trees and disaster response.